Hey guys, it's Duff here, your producer. Well, last Saturday, right before I started editing this show, I decided to go for a bike ride. And I threw my back out. So, this is last week's show for your enjoyment purposes. Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime, right here on Rogue Intel. You know, the week can be tough here at Rogue Intel and other places, I'm assuming. But listening to us makes that a little bit easier.
So you keep saying?
Yeah, we release every Monday at, midnight Eastern. So when you wake up on Monday, you'll have us in your podcatcher, providing you subscribe to us, of course.
This is true.
What's up, Mike?
That makes sense. What is going on, people? Just want to say hello to all the beautiful people out there who are able to get sleep without having a baby wake them up every 3 to 4 hours. Correction, every 2 to 3 hours.
All right.
Well, I've been catnapping real hard over here.
I don't know if you know this, but you have 2 kids.
I do. And you know what? I think I should change that. Like, I don't know if you know this. I have a baby girl who gives no shits about my sleeping. And you know what? I throw my wife in there too. She gives no shits. But I've noticed we've argued a little more, but I also get upset at her because I'm like, you can just pop a titty in her mouth. I can't do that. It's like once the bottle's gone, all I got is a pacifier and, you know, a hope and wish and a prayer. She just pops a titty in her mouth and she's right back asleep.
Man, I gotta say, and you know, if I'm being prude, let me know. I would love it if someone put a titty in my mouth. Just saying, you know.
Curry, baby.
Ain't happening on the air.
Well, no, I would assume not. I know you don't like to be on camera and all.
Well, that, and it would kind of defeat the purpose of doing a podcast if you have a titty in your mouth.
Hey, I'm okay being the silent producer. I'll move my mic up happily to your mouth level.
Yeah.
We can mute your mic out. You can come over here. We can have a good old time.
You know what's funny? I remember I actually bit a girl's titty one time. Bit right on the nipple. Not because I wanted to, but I was doing all my sexual things and I was getting all sexy on the nipple. The problem was I had gum in my mouth when we started. So when I'm licking on the areolas and getting my suck on, I just saw the gum touch my teeth, and it was just like an initial reaction. And I bit down, and I bit the shit out of her titty. Oh, it was bleeding everything. It was bad.
You would have had a broken nose.
Well, she pulled back. She gave me like a good stiff arm to the forehead, and I totally got it. I was like, oh, damn, my bad. You want to keep going? No? All right, we'll go ahead and put a Band-Aid on that titty. We'll see what we can do. good times. And now I'm here holding a baby.
Well, there you go. So you've obviously bitten quite a few nipples in your time.
Not that many, actually. I was actually very gentle with the nipple. And you want to know something? I think I said this, but it just plays in my mind when this guy at work came in, and he has 3 daughters. One had a baby at 16, and one had a baby at 20. Some early timing. And
stop you real quick, that's ironic because I have a 16 and a 20-year-old.
That is true. See, so you know, except they're boys, so they wouldn't come home pregnant.
No. I would hope that's the fuck true. Not.
I don't care how they identify.
Exactly. Well, see, here's the thing. That's what he told me. He was like, listen, here's one of the main, he's like, here's a main lesson for your daughter. He was like, there's a lot of them. He's like, but this one you gotta come to grabs with as like a baby because you're going to think about it for the rest of your life. I was like, what's that? He was like, just know one day your daughter's going to come home pregnant. And I said, you dirty son of a bitch. He was like, I don't want that image in my head at all. All I see is a baby. I can't even imagine what she's going to look like a woman. My sister's going on 16. I still look at her like a 9-year-old little girl. And that's all I want to ever think of her as. I don't want her to grow up. I don't want her to get no boyfriends. None of that shit. I don't care if it's wrong. I don't want it.
I can respect that. I can definitely respect that.
Also, I want to just change gears for a second. I was going to say before we came on that I like the how Carrie is like Batman. You know what I mean? Like, you never see her actual face, but you hear her. And by the time you hear her, it's too late.
Yeah. You know, the same could be said about a tornado.
No, you usually can see a tornado from like miles away. Carrie's, I'm telling you, she's like Batman, like, I am Batman. And by the time you hear, I am Batman, he's usually kicking your ass if you're doing bad. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I guess it's like a good thing I'm his, I'm Batman's, you know.
You're Alfred.
Yeah. No, I'm not Alfred. I'm Robin.
I wish he was Alfred.
I'm Robin. I am the boy wonder.
Well, I don't know. You know, Robin did get killed like a couple of times. Like, he got beaten to death one time
and
by Joker with a crowbar.
Coming back.
Keep coming back. Is that what I like it? Well, she, in this case, Batman would be the one beating you because Carrie likes to beat you. So, I'm sorry.
Wow, that. Where did that come from?
He kind of enjoys it sometimes.
Aww. He does. I know he does. He like, he'll be like, oh, don't hit me. Oh, and then fall down with his butt in the air. Oh, no. Please don't hit me with that belt that I perfectly put right here on the sofa. Please, no, Miss Carrie.
Oh, blowing up my spot, dude. Blowing up the spot.
Oh, man. What is going on, you beautiful people? How are you doing?
Well, you know, after the show last week, we started watching a bunch of YouTube videos because we watch YouTube.
You
videos.
Really love that, yes.
Yeah, well, it's right on the TV. It's you know, it's instant. We saw a biking video. He showed you the different types of bikes and how to use them and what, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? We've been saying for 15 years that we were going to get a bike, that we wanted to start biking again and everything else. So we should
screw
like it.
That we were just going to get a bike. We were going to share it.
No,
he was going to ride.
Come on,
he was going to ride on the handlebars. You know,
no. You're going to have to put pegs in mine.
Exactly, get on the pegs and ride. Put your hand on the back and ride the pegs.
Oh, yeah, they won't be on her back.
Oh, you may.
It'll be around your waist when she's pegging you. Go ahead.
But yeah, no, we got two Trek bikes from our local bike shop, which is called Race Pace in Westminster.
Race Pace.
And yeah, they hooked us up. We got
Racist Minster. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. You'll have to explain what that means later.
Exactly what it sounds like.
So I got a hybrid bike. Carrie got a comfort hybrid. We got the seat, the saddles replaced. We've, we've got some accessories, seat bags, stuff like that. And, so we've been out a couple times. I actually did a 6-mile run the other day.
Ooh,
on the bike.
Look at you.
And
is Big Duffy gonna be Little Duffy?
I'm hoping so. I really am hoping so. I want to hit the NCR trail this weekend. That's a trail that goes, gosh, I think up into PA, but it starts up in Hunt Valley area. So I'm looking forward to that.
You have fun with that.
Why aren't you gonna come with me?
Grass and everything else will not get done.
See, I just want to point out that you set me up perfectly, and I let it slide, but when you said, why aren't you going to come with me, I could have been like, I could have said, that's the story of Carrie's life. go ahead, continue.
Hey, that was a perfect completion to that story.
But no, man, I saw that, and I was like, oh, shit, look at Duffy. Yeah. And then you put how many, I guess, was it miles or minutes you rode? And
I showed the route that I did, but that's pretty much it, yeah.
And I was like, all right, if he's not lying, that's pretty good.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of people like to lie, man, you know.
There's no point in lying.
I got to get back in there. I got to get a bike or something. I'm starting to get a double neck here, and I'm not appreciating that at all. Now that I'm looking in this damn camera at myself, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, well that's not flattering at all.
Yeah, but you have two kids, so you're good.
Yeah, you know what, I have not been able to get to the gym in like, well, she's 3 months, so about a month before that, and then my gym closed down in like February. So ever since February, I have been doing shite, and I've been eating. I've been eating good since then. So,
Man, that's crazy. With all this talk of getting older and getting fat and getting back into shape and just all this double neck and all that stuff. Man, we are getting so freaking old. I tell you.
Well, if you didn't already feel old, this will help you. These are a few things, like 20 things that are going to turn 20 in 2017. The first... You've really got to be a little more preemptive with your... I will do a Peter Craig and just walk the fuck out.
Continue.
First one is Titanic. We'll be 20 years old.
I love that movie. That was a great movie.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey's Butterfly. Isn't that the one where she lost her shit? Or maybe it was the album after that.
It was, I think, the album after that, yeah.
Left of Middle by Natalie Imbruglia.
I gotta say, that's a freaking great album.
You know what? I bet it probably not. But go ahead.
98 Degrees debut album, mm-hmm. which nobody cares about.
No.
Backstreet Boys, U.S. debut album. Now you know how it felt last week, Mike. let's see. Then we had Hanson, Middle of Nowhere. And this one's really hard to believe. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
No.
20
really?
Years.
No. That's insane.
Nope.
God damn it, I feel old.
Oh, wait, no, you're talking about the book, not the movies.
Even still, I read the books. I waited for all of them to come out. So.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing I do miss is Selena with her fine ass.
Damn, Jesus.
See, y'all didn't see it like we did in Texas. You know, we used to see it at the rodeo and all around town. That was a big booty fine woman there. I'm sorry, continue.
Yes.
Rami and Michelle's high school reunion, never saw it.
No.
I saw that. I have no idea why I did, but I did see that.
Dude, you know how white that is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember why I watched it, but I did watch it. No, because I remember the white chick from Lisa Kudrow is on Friends.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. And somebody had it. I just watched it. Okay. Oh, shit. But the next one is even better. Go ahead, Kurt.
Spice World, which is a movie with the Spice Girls, which I didn't even know existed.
I saw that shit, too. You know why?
How the hell have you seen this stuff, dude?
Listen. Scary Spice. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, all right. But still, why are you watching white people movies and not listening to white people music? That's what I got.
First of all, that is not a white person's movie, okay? That is a Spice Girl movie, and you need to get about yourself.
Dude, oh, so he's saying he's a Spice Girl.
That ain't nothing but a lot of salt with a little bit of cumin mixed in.
Cumin.
The next one would be Good Will Hunting.
I never saw it. Dude.
Never saw it.
Okay, you know what?
See, you were talking about the way.
Mike's been muted. All right. Next one is My Best Friend's Wedding.
That was a good movie. I really did like that movie.
I think my mom, you know what? My mom used to watch these movies, and I get stuck watching them with her.
Mm-hmm. Excuse is excuse.
But wait, no. I saw the next one, though.
I did not see the Air Bud.
Air Bud.
Screw that.
Well, in 97, I was 12, so yeah. I was 11 or 12, so it's kind of up my alley at that time.
Then we have I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I like Ryan Felipe.
You would, you big...
Not like woman. That.
Actually, then, I did like it, too. I saw that movie.
Then probably one of the better movies on this list, Men in Black.
Yeah. That's my shite, homie.
I've liked every one of those movies.
I did, too. Not too many people liked the third one?
I liked the third one. It was cool.
But they're coming out with a fourth one, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, buddy.
Then we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Meh.
That was my shit.
I try to watch it because I'm such a fan of Firefly, but, and of course, Joss Whedon.
Fuck all of that. Daria was my motherfucking shit.
Daria
God
was
damn,
great.
I love that shit.
Isn't Carrie Daria?
What?
Here's the problem. You're 100% kind of right.
Yeah, I know.
It's just the tone, Carrie. It's not really like the look or anything, but the tone.
The next one is South Park.
Spark my thought. That was my shit. They killed Kenny. I hated it when they stopped doing that one, but yeah, I love that.
I didn't know that they stopped doing it. I know that they only didn't do it for the Christmas episodes.
No, they did. They stopped doing it for years now because Kenny in a movie came back to life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still watch it to this day.
The next thing is The View.
Man.
Ooh.
Yeah, a bunch of cunts talking out their asses.
Kind of like this show.
Yeah, well.
Yep. Well,
and then
I'm not a.
Last and certainly least is Ally McBeal.
They were the only time in life I saw a unisex bathroom. Because I used to say, Mom, why are the men and the women using the bathroom together? And that's when I found out about unisex. And I was like, I don't know what it is, but I like it. And I want it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It never happened in school, though. So
no. Now, I wanted it in school, but never got it.
Yeah.
I never had unisex bathrooms. Now, on that note, we did have tardy bathrooms.
What? You said party or tardy?
Tardy. Like window liquor.
No, we had the handicappable.
Well, I think everybody had that bathroom. They still do.
Hey,
still
that's make- still a unisex bathroom.
I mean, yeah, but it's one person at a time.
Nah, not if you don't have the wheelchair to deal with. gotcha.
I guess. I'll be honest with you. I've used. It's usually just the handicap bathroom, right? Because I've used that bathroom a million times. It's usually always cleaner, and there's nobody in there. Nobody except for when.
And it's always got the elongated toilet bowl.
Exactly. Well, I did one time have to take a mean shit, and I have been using handicap bathrooms for years without any problem. And then finally, literally like a year ago, I'm shitting it up in a Walgreens at like 3 o'clock in the morning where I'm taking my cousins back and forth when they visited up here. And I don't know how, but in 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm shitting it up in a goddamn, you know, I'm like, oh, this handicap bathroom is perfect. It's unpeed on. It's perfect. Go in there. I handle my business for about 8 minutes. I come out and there was this guy in a wheelchair just waiting.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, really? Come on, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I wanted to, all I could say was, my bad, man. My bad. That's all I could say. And you want to know something funnier than that?
What's that?
Before I got to use the handicap bathroom, I ran into the woman's bathroom because the men's bathroom had no toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
So, mind you, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's only me, security guard, and the cashier who told me to go to the bathroom. So I told the cashier, hey, I need some toilet paper, right? And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, there's toilet paper aisle. And she was like, you could buy some. I was like, I don't need. I was like, you know what? Not a problem. I'll just do what I got to do. So I just went to the women's bathroom, right? So I don't like what I like to call raw button these seats. I don't put raw booty on public seats. I always layer with toilet paper.
Okay.
So I go to layer it up and, you know, my guts is bubbling and my booty's playing trumpet. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, shit, the door is somebody here. Somebody trying to get in. I'm like, damn. I'm like, somebody's in here. Now, by my obviously deep voice and not sounding like a female, I just hear, is there a man in there? I'm like, So I go, I'm like, wait a second. So I go unlock the door. I'm like, listen. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not, you know. And the lady, mind you, the clerk who saw me walk in, who I asked for toilet paper and told there was no toilet paper in the men's bathroom, started going, oh my God, there's a man in the woman's bathroom. I'm like, wow. Yeah. I was like, you saw me a second ago. And instead of being like a normal fucking human being, and being like, oh, well, you know, you can't use that, or, you know, just, oh, okay, I understand, whatever, just hurry up. She just started yelling, there's a man in a woman's bathroom.
Oh,
there's a man
God.
In a woman's bathroom. There's a man in a woman's bathroom. And I'm literally like, ma'am, you just
saw
me.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm like, you just saw me. Why are you? I'm talking to her, and she's literally just yelling, there's a man in a woman's bathroom. There's a man. I'm like, this bitch has to be retarded. It's impossible. Like, I'm talking to her. And so the cop who saw everything, saw me going to the woman's bathroom and everything. Like, I kind of like, hey, man, I kind of gave him like, you know, he's like, hey, you know, gave me one of those. He's like, I see him and I'm looking at him. I'm like, no. I'm like, no. And he's like, Okay, so he gets up and he's like, calm down, calm down. He's like, I saw him. It's not a problem. There's no kids or no women in there, da, da, da. She's still like, there's a man in the woman's bathroom. Don't you see? I'm like, I'm right here.
I'm so not finally, in the women's bathroom. I'm in front of you.
And so finally the manager comes out, this older white lady. Mind you, this was like a middle-aged young black chick or whatever, just screaming her head off. And the old white lady comes. She's like, what's going on? What's going on? I tell her, and she's like, oh, all right, well, she's like, here's some toilet paper. Just give me a second. She's like, yeah, she's kind of a bitch. I don't know if she's special or not, but she's definitely a bitch. And I was like, okay, thank God you understand. She's like, yeah, go ahead. So mind you, a shit that I had been perusing and cruising around for like 30 minutes for with a goddamn turtle head poking got interrupted with this woman trying to flip it on me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm some kind of pervert waiting on like females to come in the goddamn bathroom. So it was all types of horrible. Uh-huh. But I did get to drop that load, though.
Well, that's a good thing. I would hope
that
so.
That is a great thing.
Well, you know, you talk about stupid people. Why not? Let's continue talking about stupid
Let's
people.
Let's do it.
We have a couple that wanted to become famous on the Tube of Views. So in an effort to become famous, they do YouTube videos about stupid shit that they think brings in viewers and all that stuff. Well, on June 26th at 6 p.m., the girl in this faction decided to post, "Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever. His idea, not mine."
Mm.
Now, what this video consisted of, this is just hilarious. They had two cameras set up to basically capture the event. And the event was that Ruiz, Pedro's last name, I guess, was going to be holding a book in front of his chest. And Perez, the woman in this, Mona Lisa, she is going to be shooting a Desert Eagle 50 caliber pistol at him.
Are you for real?
I am for real. And
that is one of the most powerful handguns ever created.
I know that. And how they got their grubby little paws on it, I don't know.
Well, you said it.
Gotta love Republicans.
This is why we need gun control. Just saying.
Yeah.
Actually, no. For this situation, I'm glad that they got a hold of it. Because she's going to jail and he's dead. The bullet went right through the book, and he was pronounced
right
dead on the scene.
So you mean it went through, right through the book and him? That's the part you left out.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. They've already procreated and have a 3-year-old kid.
Twice. She's pregnant again.
So they did this stunt at least 3 years too late.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That is well, here's the thing. It kind of goes back to Carrie's Purge report. You got stupid people taking out stupid people. So,
in that case, it's
works.
Good. In that case,
yeah, it kind of works.
See, you that's know, why it, we need the concentration camps for all the stupid people. You take all the warning labels off of everything and just let them have at it.
I can't back this one. I can't back.
Why not?
I can't back concentration camps.
Just think of it this way. Call them education camps.
Okay. That doesn't make it better, but okay.
Can you back it now?
It's a concentration camp for educating of these stupid people.
And by educating, it's just making sure they don't fuck with the smart people like us.
You know, you give them guns and bullets and have the guns already loaded so they don't have to figure that out. And you give them...
You turn the safeties off. Just in case.
No,
you give them toxic.
You shave off the safety. You just get rid of the safety altogether. Yeah, don't even give them an option.
Yeah, you put, you know, paint out. They'll eat it.
Make sure you dry some out so they turn into chips.
No. Here's the thing. This is what you do for nowadays is you give them a bunch of camera phones that are connected to what they believe to be YouTube or any other site that they think they'll get rich on. Give them a bunch of weapons, and in like a week to 2 weeks time,
and you gotta give them a bunch of like spice and bath salts, well, like the stuff that'll kill you.
You actually have the phones and the cameras broadcast it. You can do it as a pay per view we'd probably pay off the national debt. We'd probably be able to pay for health insurance for all the smart people who are left. And you will have purged down the overpopulation of a planet, and it's a win-win-win-win-win situation.
Yeah, you know what? You not only solve, like, national problems, but you're also solving the worldwide problem, like overpopulating, not enough food. Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Besides the concentration thing, this is a pretty good plan.
Education.
Or hell, education. You don't even have to make it a camp. You get all the smart people out of Australia. You turn it back into what it was. It's a prison colony. You put all the stupid people down there, and you just forget that they exist. They won't be able to build a boat to get off of it, and it's not as close as Cuba to Florida, so they're still screwed. And
you know what?
There you go.
Or you can do what George Carlin always wanted to do, and that's take the four square states in the middle of the nation, gate them off, and just dump them all in the middle.
No, there's too many people for that. They need Australia.
Oh, Jesus.
That is true. That is true. It will be overpopulated, overcrowded really quick.
And, you know,
it has to take a common sense test in order to get off the island to begin with.
No. Here's the thing. Stupid people procreate really fast.
Well, they would be neutered before they even got there. Trust me.
What do you say we talk about ISIS?
Well, yeah, you know what? That we're talking about stupid people who need to be out of here. And I would have to say, as you saw in the show notes, best ISIS party ever. Hands down. High five it. Yeah. I like this. I like this. And you know what? Duff, if you don't mind, I'll take a little lead on
you
this.
You do this. You do this.
You know what?
Should I get you some music?
If you want.
I can do that.
Oh, well, go ahead, baby. Do your thing. Let me hear it.
Let's give you some lounge music.
Ooh, yeah. So, we're here today talking about stupid people and getting what they deserve. Today we have what I like to call the best ISIS party again. The reason why is because an ISIS suicide bomber accidentally blew up his going away party, killing his friends and family. Oh, and if you didn't fully understand what I said, a suicide bomber on his way to suicide people. It brings a tear to my eyes.
Oh, who are we kidding?
He successfully killed everybody in the party and I believe 12 of his fellow comrades who were also some horrible ISIS people, took them all out. Now, maybe it's a little fucked up for the family part, but definitely not for the ISIS part. You know what? If they are supported, I kind of got to give it to them. But I will have to say, I love the story because it says an attempted ISIS suicide bomber managed to successfully detonate his deadly load of explosives, but he did so at a very inopportune time that resulted in the death of himself as well as 12 comrades. Now, do you want to know why they were throwing a party?
But I have a question. I hope
Go ahead.
I hope no innocent goats were hurt.
I just realized what she said. Well, here's what was all happening. So when these wonderful, horrible people go off to do suicide bombings, they have what's called a blood party. And it's basically saying goodbye to all your family, and they throw a big party, and they're like, hey, good job, you know, way to kill people, high five. And, like, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. 72 virgins, don't forget. But this guy, like most men, was premature. And, he successfully killed him and other people who are like him without us even having to do a thing. Nobody actually had to get hurt for this one except for the people who deserved it. So,
and then he drank St. Goots.
Could you do me a favor, Duffy?
What
and, can we get a round of applause for that? If you have that. No, I mean, you don't have a button on that? Okay, my bad.
Yeah, give me a second.
Go ahead, baby. I got time to wait, because I'm just reading this, and thank you. I want to thank Allah, Jesus, and the G-O-D. Love you, baby.
I want to thank Mother Nature while we're at it.
Oh, man, yeah, that is.
Why? Mother Nature's a bitch.
Well, no, but she helped out, you know. Sometimes that just gotta let people be stupid. You know, the last one that you procreated, unfortunately, it should have been kind of in reverse, which sounds fucked up because she was pregnant. But yeah, you know, matter of fact, they should have did like held the book in front of both of them. Like, look, it won't go through both of us. I guarantee it.
So we're going back to the whole book shooting.
Well, I mean, it's kind of just stupid people. You know, stupid people are stupid people.
Well, you were talking about procreation. I got a story for you that has to do with a hooker.
What might that be a story? What?
A hooker?
What?
A knife and edible panties.
I'm going to be honest with you. You had me at knife and hooker, but now you brought me in with edible panties. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little something.
A prostitution deal gone wrong involved a stabbing, $2 and quarters, edible panties, and a 70-year-old man.
I just like the $2 and quarters. And I don't know if you can see this picture. I actually
we can arrange them being able to see the picture. They can the picture.
Because I actually thought this was the man in the mugshot. And
wait, that's not man?
That is not a man. That is actually a very strong-jawed, broad-shouldered woman.
Okay, I can't look at that anymore.
Yeah, I thought that was the man. I was like, oh, man, that 70-year-old guy looks good for his age. And come to find out, that is actually the woman who did the stabbing.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is a haunting look. You got to be old and desperate for that one. Kind of senile.
I'd say so. Now, he was only stabbed in the left shoulder.
He's still alive, but he's very much
ashamed. She was cheap. $2 and quarters. You can't beat that.
That's a good deal. I mean, now, hey, if you have any shoulder issues, she'll stick a knife right in it and ease it out.
And you don't have to look at her. Turn her around.
It was basically what I like to call hood acupuncture. That's all it was. It went awry. That's all it is, baby.
I just don't know. Like, I'm sorry, if you're going to a $2 hooker.
Where do you find $2 hookers?
Costco.
They're standing out in front of Costco like Mexico.
No, that's Home Depot.
No, that's actually, what I'm saying.
You'd probably get a better bet. You can go to Costco for the all-around hooker, but, you know, you can go to the specialist hooker at BJ's.
Oh, my God. I'm just reading this stupid. I got that. Oh, this is just funny. I mean,
I'm here all week, guys.
Why? But $2? Like,
I don't get it.
It seems that it all started, and I don't know, Patrick, if you want to handle that. But it basically is like they agreed to do their thing and she asked for money and he was like, all right, bet I got at least $2 in the car. If you give me a second. That's not what he really said, but I'm just assuming that's what happened. But her second request was, and although I look like I haven't taken a bath in a couple of days, it would probably be easiest on you if I had the edible panties. And, he agreed to obviously the money, and he was like, "Nah, I can't do the panties though," and that's when the argument started.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they made edible panties as big as what it would take to fit her.
Well, we can only see her head. I mean, we don't know how big she is.
I don't know how much of a woman that is. Is that one of those dudes who trans? Is that like a really horrible Caitlyn Jenner thing right there? Because you can't tell me that this isn't the guy who got ripped off in this. You know, like, I'm looking at this picture again. That is a haunting, hauntingly ugly man, woman.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Like, I like to do this to myself every now and then. Just imagine waking up, just, baby, I see you. Oh, my God. Perfect song. Perfect. God damn, Patrick, you good at this.
I try.
You must have done this before.
Yeah, I've done it for a couple episodes.
I mean, you know what? If it's possible, can we just put this picture up as the story? Just put the picture up and you will totally get it. God.
Yeah. Yeah. I say forget about the story, forget about the picture. Let's go to a break.
You know what? I'm all for that, buddy.
All right. Well, before we go to a break, I want to remind you guys that if you dig our content, you came across us on Blog Talk Radio or Stitcher or our website at RoganTel.com, /PrimePod or any of those sources. You know, you can actually subscribe to our content at iTunes by going to bit.ly/ThePrimePod. And that'll take you to our iTunes page. And you know, you can also subscribe to us wherever fine podcasts are distributed. So check us out there. And yeah, that's about it for my banter. We're going to go for a break. And when we get back, we do have another fine edition of Stump the Chump. That's all coming up after the break.
Hey guys, it's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
In a world where Hollywood executives decide some script should never be made, one podcast will stand in defiance.
Hey, 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 can we go easy on those fucking Inception horns? Johnny, get the end music ready. Jesus Christ, get it, movie trailer parody. But it'd be better if we just stuck with the big trailer voice telling us what, where, and when with the podcast over the big music from the third act. All right, take two.
Experience the worst Hollywood has to offer with readings of the scripts you never wanted. Table Reads. Every Tuesday, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, or visit tablereadspodcast.com.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Hi, this is Aaron from Everything Falls. You're listening to Prime on Rogue Intel. Check out our new EP, Through the Storm, at everythingfallsband.com and all major digital retailers.
Yeah, we're back on Prime. You know, it's funny that we just played that that bumper that I put in the playlist, because I actually talked to Aaron Linkus this week, did some web work for him, some coding with his website, and you know, he told me he is finally to that point where he's going to take our advice that we gave him last time on the show, Carrie, and he is creating a home studio environment. So it doesn't cost anything for him to record and produce and all that.
Well, it makes sense.
So he's looking to record his next album, which will be full length.
Nice.
Like 11 songs, he said. So I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that, but hey, you know, it's not like anyone listens to the show anyway.
That's reassuring.
And if they do, they're all Mike's friends and don't know what white music is.
First of all, yeah, they do. Second of all, I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Nickelback.
First of all, Green Day.
Second of all, Theory of a Dead Man. That's right, Stump the Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture, history, and past and present. So, yeah, that, although history in, oh, fuck. You know what I'm trying to say, people. Let's get on with the show. We've got three rounds, movies, music, and media. And if you're lucky, you might even get a tiebreaker out of us. Carrie, start us off tonight with round one, music.
And since you didn't mention it, the theme for y'all and me is 70s this week. So 1972, and no, Mike, it's not rock.
Take you to his mansion in the sky. She's 41 and her daddy still calls you baby.
And all the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy. Cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
All right, Michael, what do we got?
Dolly Parton.
No.
That's the country version of Nickelback. I'm sure all of you already knew that. I have to say, Carrie, I've never heard this song. I don't know who the hell it is, but man, I love that voice.
I mean, honestly, I did kind of like it too. I was out of my head over here. I was like, go ahead. Good little country. I don't know what it's talking about.
So give us something to put in our Google Play playlist for after the show. Who is it?
The person is Tanya Tucker.
Nope, never heard.
Oh, I've heard of her. All right, Tucker. And what was the name of the song?
Delta Dawn.
I like that. I'm gonna have to start listening to that some. That some sounds good. Mike, let's hear some.
Mine is Funk. 70s. I couldn't pinpoint a time. I had a baby in my hand.
Yeah. You know, you could do this on Thursday. Just saying.
I had a baby in my hand that day too.
Uh-huh.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I just a cat? Not about talking me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I just a cat? Not about talking me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I just a cat? Not about talking me.
I know it. No, not really.
You said what?
I don't know it.
Kerr?
I've heard it. I don't know who or what it is.
I'm going to say Ike Turner with Dog in Heat.
You know how when you're like, really? You don't know that? And you know about your Caucasian songs? You got to be out of your goddamn mind. Ike Turner?
I don't fucking know these things.
Yeah, obviously. Curry, at least give me a better guess than that.
The only thing I keep thinking of is Cameo, but I know it's not Cameo.
I appreciate you at least knowing that. But no, you would both be wrong. It is Atomic Dog by George Clinton and Paul.
Oh, all right. Yeah, now that you said it.
Oh, okay.
Atomic Dog. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're pointless so far this round. This is 1970 in
Rock
Motown.
Okay, go ahead.
And it was a number one hit pretty much everywhere that counted.
Yeah. What is good for? Absolutely. Say it again, y'all.
You know, the bad thing is, I don't know this person. I know the person's name. I mean, the song is called, but Carrie, you know the song, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, wait, go. No guesses, Carrie?
No.
Really?
The only thing I can think of when I hear that song is Small Soldiers, and that's because I saw it a million and two times, thanks right. to my son.
Yeah.
But no.
All right. Well, this one's all Mike, then.
The song is called War.
Yeah,
it is. But, God, I know the person who makes this song. I was spacing on the war, so I just get half a point then. What's the guy's name again?
Edwin Starr.
Say it again?
Edwin Starr.
Oh, I was thinking somebody else did. Never mind.
Look at you.
I just know the song. I just know the name of the song.
All right, then. Carrie, let's take it away with round two movie.
It is from 1976.
I'm standing here. You make the move. You make the move. It's your move. I'm trying, you. You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Huh? Good pick.
I know where it is.
You know the movie?
I do know the movie.
All right. Yes. I'm going to say Unusual Suspects because I know it's not Goodfellas, and I know it's not...
Why don't you stop naming off what you don't think it is and just shut up and let somebody else guess?
Okay.
I was going to guess, and do you just need the name of the movie?
Yeah.
I believe it's called Raging Bull.
And you both are wrong.
Wow.
All what? Right. What is that?
Taxi Driver.
Oh.
Dang. You're right.
See, I've only seen that once, and it's been a while.
I just remember that scene. I know that's Robert De Niro, though.
Right. Yes. It's the one phrase he's probably the most known for. It's one of the phrases that, you know, you'll hear in different movies get thrown around.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
And I figured, oh, come on. It's a gimme. Somebody's got to get this. Apparently not.
Apparently
well,
not.
I don't know if you know this, Carrie. The name of the song that we listened to was, they said the title like three times.
I've had my fair share of vodka.
She has. I've made her two cocktails.
I think he's trying to take advantage of you tonight, Carrie, so you might want to watch out.
Yeah, good luck with that one. I'll be asleep here in about 5 minutes.
That's when the fun will begin.
Did you
Bill Cosby my drink?
Hey.
Well, hey, he's getting off, so, you know.
Yeah,
that's I'll be getting definitely. Off later tonight, too.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
All right. Mike, movie, please.
1970s comedy.
Excuse me. I happened to be passing. I thought you might like some coffee. Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Well, won't you sit down? Thank you. Cream? No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take it?
Oh, Mikey, I love you.
Curry, do you know it?
Yep.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Airplane.
There it is. I figured that was a gimme, but I was like, hey, I don't know too many 70s movie. That you guys would know.
It's a great movie, even though Carrie hates it.
You know what's funny? I saw that movie when I was like 11 or 12 because the counselors who were like 17 didn't know anything about it. So they just saw comedy and they picked it for us. And they didn't know they didn't realize that, like, what was it, PG or something like that? Or whatever it was like. I think it was PG-13 or something. They were like, they didn't realize that the rating system back then was really lax.
Oh, so, dude, there was tits.
Oh, no, when the part where the lady came, when it was going crazy, the lady just came out with her bras off and the tits bouncing everywhere. All the boys like, oh, yeah. And they were like, oh, shut it off.
Yep.
Got to take this back to Blockbuster.
They already paid to rent it. Let's just finish the movie.
Yeah, they skipped. So basically, they just skipped that part and went on to the next part. Totally just leaving out the facts of all the random stuff, like him saying you ever seen a grown man naked to a little boy. Like, yeah, we'll let that slide, but not the breast. Can't see the breast.
Yeah. All right, let's do my movie pick. This is, how do I say, a horror movie from 1978.
I'm gonna take a little walk.
Is it the boogeyman? I'm scared.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Are you sure? How?
I killed him.
You can't kill the boogeyman.
Get in there, come on, Tommy. Now lock the door!
You can't kill the boogeyman, Michael.
This is true.
You guys got any guesses whatsoever?
I do.
All right. Carrie, Mike has already sent in his guess. Why don't you go ahead and see if you guys match?
Halloween.
Which one?
Number one.
The one, yeah, the very first one.
All right. Well, you guys both get a point on that.
Yay. Mm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do the points rundown. In first place at the moment is Carrie with 2 points. Mike, you're actually in the middle, 1.5. And me, I am dead last with 1.
Reverse Oreo.
There you go. That wouldn't taste very good. All right, let's go ahead and finish up our rounds by doing Carrie's media pick.
TV show. It was on or started in the mid-70s.
Is it wrong that I absolutely love that theme?
Is it wrong that I have no fudging idea what that is?
No, because I have no fudging idea either, dude. I just love
it. Oh, okay.
Like, that sounded like Styx did it. And you know how I feel about Styx.
Yeah, but no, it's
I know not. How you feel about man Styx. Oh.
God.
God, I need a cricket chirping right now.
It's all right. I was going to say meat sticks, but yeah.
Hey, I do like my meat sticks.
I know you do.
No, they're meat in a package. They're smoked meats.
You mean Slim Jims?
Well, I like the better quality variants, but yeah, that's one of the types. They're called meat sticks, fucker.
I know. My boss eats them all the time, and he likes to
I
eat
bet
them
he does.
Yeah, and I tell him, I say, uh-oh. Putting them hot meat sticks in your mouth. You like that, don't you? Every time he eats it. And he's like, God damn, I can't eat this when you're around. I was like, yeah. I was like, there's never not a time I'm not going to say anything. I said, I don't even care. I was like, I don't care if it upsets you or not. I'm going to say it. One, you eat. I was like, you shouldn't be eating meat sticks on a regular. That's like horrible for your health.
Yes.
And two, such a weird smell when you heat it up.
Oh, I've never heated it up. That would be weird.
Yeah, it's a weirder smell because it's already a weird product.
Okay, well, I'm assuming Meat Sticks is not the name of the 1970s television show that this came from. So, Carrie, you want to give us any hints?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently, we're in a disagreement here. So, all right, if you're not going to give us any hints, just go ahead and put us out of our misery.
It's the Rockford Files.
What? Okay.
I've never even really heard of that.
So. I've heard of
See,
it.
See, and the clue I would have given is James Garner.
James Garner High School, Family Guy.
Sure.
No, James sure. Garner.
That's James Woods High School. Never mind.
Is the actor.
I know.
That's Family Guy.
Yeah. All right. So no one got points on that. Mike, go ahead and go for it.
1970s cartoon.
Cartoon, eh? Sing a song for you. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, kind of a layup. I didn't realize that part was in there.
I'm going to say it's Good Times. No, it's not.
Curry?
Oh, I know what it is.
Hey.
It's Fat Albert.
That's right.
All right, so Carrie gets a point on that one, and hey, so do I, which means right now you are in last place.
I always screw myself.
Yeah, but everything... I'd like to watch that, by the way.
Is it what?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my baby.
Mm-hmm. For my media pick, this is a commercial from the 1970s that was rather successful, although their product, not so much.
For centuries, Chinese cooking considered only for chosen few. But now...
East meets West... The next Chinese food, swing, American.
Introduces frozen chicken chow mein. Look, golden gravy, bean sprouts, water chestnuts, bamboo shoots, mushrooms. From new frozen Chinese food.
Chinese food. Swing America.
Nope. No idea.
No idea. You had to have been around and actually tried it for it to be seared into your head how bad the stuff was. And,
yeah,
and it was.
Curry?
I can't really answer because somebody gave it away earlier this evening.
I didn't give it away.
LaChoy.
I didn't give it away. We happened to be watching a YouTube video that happened to showcase one of those LaChoy packages. I don't know.
What's it called?
LaChoy.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Yeah. No, of course not. But I'll give Carrie the point, I guess.
I really wanted my tie. I wanted to play my tie, just to see if you guys knew it.
I'm game.
Kerr?
I don't care.
All right. Carrie, tiebreaker, please.
Music 72.
People all over the world, yeah. Join in.
See, and if you notice, I did no rock, Michael.
You said what?
I did no rock. I don't want to hear any
shit. And you know what, Curry? I would like to commend you on that. You know how to play the game, right?
Hey, somebody I haven't done rock it. Yet.
Not yet, but we know it's coming. Duffy, do you know?
It's the Love Train.
But do you know who sings it?
No.
Kirk, can I get an extra point if I know it?
No, you get 1 point for knowing both.
Well, did you only know one? You get half a point.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay.
That's how the game has been played for the last 2 years.
It's the OJ's Love Train.
Correct.
All right.
So it looks like Mike gets a full point on that one, which actually ties him up with me. But we're not through. Mike, what is your tiebreaker?
This is 70s funk, baby.
You like your funk.
I like it funky.
I'm craving your body. Is this real? Temperature's rising. I don't want to feel. I'm in the wrong place to be real.
To be real.
No idea.
What?
I'm going to go with Tyke Erner.
Did you say Tyke Erner?
Yeah.
I hate you for that. So, no idea. Even on a song, nothing?
Dude.
Band or song?
We're white.
I went too funky for you? All right. We're white. I'm going to give it to you. You ready?
Yeah.
It is Earth, Wind, and Fire, Reasons.
Oh.
Reasons! The reasons that we're here!
All right, well, no one gets a point on that. I'm seeing a pattern here, Mike.
It's 70s. I told you I was going funky to death today, baby. Right, oh, yeah. Right.
Well, I am not going funky. This is a song written by David Bowie in 1973. The genre? Well, you figure it out.
The Cars.
Really?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, you've heard it, right?
Yeah. I don't know who the hell it is or what it's called.
Okay. Mike?
I would like to say David Bowie.
No, it's not David Bowie. He wrote the song. I wouldn't have said that he wrote the song if it wasn't David, but if it was David Bowie, I wouldn't have done that.
E Street Band.
No, that's actually the, that's Bruce Springsteen. It's Bowie and the Boss. There's two different things right there.
I'm going to say Styx.
And for no points, Mott the Hoople with All the Young Dudes. They were a one hit wonder, but it was great.
David Bowie would write about that.
Yeah, you know. You're right.
Yeah. One hit wonder, huh?
One hit wonder, yes.
Yeah, there's no way I would ever know that.
All right, well, Carrie still kicks our ass with 4 points, and we are tied at 2.5 points. So, there is that.
Well, we don't have any more ties. So.
No, we don't. And we don't have any more show left. We're going to get out of here pretty soon. And
my baby's waking up right on time. All right. Look at that.
There you go.
Prime baby.
What do you say we talk about what we're doing this weekend? Mike, what plans do you have?
They consist of little sleep, holding babies, getting pooped on, peed on, thrown up on. And that's just me. and honestly trying to find something to do, but it's going to be hot, so trying to stay in for as long as possible.
Okay. Carrie, what got planned other than grass? And I don't mean smoking.
I plan on drinking my weight in watermelon margaritas.
Yeah, if you guys want to hang out with us, you know, you can do so. We are at Habanero's every Saturday, just about, around 5, 6 o'clock. We'll be at the bar.
You know what's funny? I might have to take up on that offer.
Well, if you want to join us, we will gladly buy you dinner.
Well, it will just be me. I'll be honest with you.
Well, we'll gladly buy you dinner and a drink.
You're being too loud. You're being too loud. Although,
dude, you've got earphones in.
It doesn't matter. They might hear it because I want to do something fun by myself, okay? There will be some plans made tomorrow at the last moment that I will have to engage in if they hear it. See, look, my son's looking at me right now with a inquisitive look. I'm like, what did you say? Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, man. I feel for you. I really do. But yeah. If you want to join us for dinner, you're more than welcome. Just let us know that you're interested, and I'll let you know when we're about to leave.
I just want to let you know around that time. That's called supper, sir. You need to be more diverse and elegant. And
dude, you are charming. So old.
I'm just telling you what it's called, baby.
Thanks for listening to Prime. You can find us at theprimepod.com. And hit us up, shoot us an email, prime@rogueintel.com, and ask us whatever you want. And we're out.
We're out. Well, thank you. Enjoy your night. And hopefully your roofie, or was it Rufinol or whatever it's called?
Rohypnol.
Yeah, Rohypnol. See, the fact that you knew that. hopefully that'll kick in, and then you'll have even more fun night. Now, Carrie... maybe not so much for you, but you'll definitely get a good sleep. You'll definitely get a good sleep.
Hey, as long as he doesn't wake me up, I don't really care.
Okay, Mr. Nickelback.
First of all, Green Day.
Second of all, Theory of a Dead Man. Wrong button, asshole.
I was like, really? Oh.